Picture Perfect is made possible through support of Joseph Rice and Rice Insurance Agency, protecting businesses, autos, and homes for over 53 years. More information is available at riceagency.com. To Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on rejected scores. Any film composer of reasonable experience has, at one time or another, had his or her music replaced. It's an occupational hazard. Poor test screenings, creative differences, interpersonal difficulties, and producer panic have all contributed to the rejection of original film scores. Since music is usually the last ingredient in the creation of a film, it is also the most vulnerable to change. We have for you four examples of rejected scores in this hour. The first is for a film everyone knows, 2001 A Space Odyssey. Alex North had provided the now classic score for director Stanley Kubrick's Spartacus. However, by the time Kubrick came to film 2001, he was very much an autocratic filmmaker. He provided North with a temp track of classical music recordings, including Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz, and Georges Ligeti's Lux Aeterna, with the idea that North would recreate the spirit of those pieces in his original score. North, well into the composition phase, was surprised when Kubrick suddenly called a halt to the project, saying that North had written enough and that the last part of the film would not require music. North attended the premiere only to find his entire score had been rejected, and that Kubrick instead used the temp track. North had not been told anything about it before the premiere. A source of heartache for the composer, but that's the business. North would recycle some of his music in later scores, for The Shoes of the Fisherman and Dragon Slayer. Here's Jerry Goldsmith to conduct the National Philharmonic Orchestra in these selections from Alex North's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Thank you.
Selections from Alex North's original music for 2001, A Space Odyssey. The music was rejected by director Stanley Kubrick in favor of personally selected recordings from the classical music repertoire. A source of heartache for North, but he rolled with it, reusing some of it in later scores and continuing to write fine music for, among other things, John Huston's last films. We turn next to another very famous example of a jilted film composer, Bernard Herrmann, who produced three indisputable masterpieces with Alfred Hitchcock: Vertigo, North by Northwest, and Psycho, the biggest success of them all. However, Hitchcock became increasingly insecure as things began to change within the studio system. The emphasis shifted more and more to the bottom line, and the pressure exerted extended every aspect of his subsequent films. Following The Birds and Marnie, Hitchcock became desperate for another hit. It was the studio's thinking that the music scores should forthwith be attuned to a younger sensibility. In particular, they were interested in a hit single, which would help promote the film. Herrmann's reliance on a symphony orchestra was deemed old-fashioned. When Hitchcock and Herrmann began work on Torn Curtain in 1966, the tension between director and composer was at a breaking point. When Herrmann didn't produce what Hitchcock requested, the composer was fired halfway through the first day's recording sessions. Herrmann and Hitchcock would never work together again. In the event, Herrmann's replacement was John Addison. Addison's score still failed to gain traction with younger audiences, and the film was not a success. In recent years, Herrmann fans have had several opportunities to sample the composer's original thoughts. Here are just a few selections from Herrmann's score for Hitchcock's Torn Curtain. Thank you. Selections from Bernard Herrmann's rejected score for Alfred Hitchcock's Torn Curtain. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra was conducted by Joel McNeely. The Torn Curtain debacle spelled the end of one of the great artistic partnerships in all of cinema. Sampling from rejected film scores this week, you're listening to Picture Perfect, Music for the Movies. Here's a more recent example of a rejected score. John Corigliano, who received a Pulitzer Prize for his Symphony No. 2 in 2002, won an Academy Award for his music to the Red Violin in 1999. It was one of only a handful of film scores written by this respected concert composer. Previously, Corigliano had provided music for Ken Russell's Altered States and the ambitious box office bomb Revolution. But two of music's highest accolades were not enough to prevent the rejection of his score for the 2010 film Edge of Darkness, a Mel Gibson thriller which received tepid reviews. Apparently, the producers were hoping for a score more reflective of a straightforward thriller, while the composer was more interested in the emotional underpinnings, in the story of a detective investigating the murder of his activist daughter. Also, the film was subjected to last-minute reshoots and serious re-editing when it failed to test well, and Howard Shore, a more experienced Hollywood composer, was brought in to quickly write a replacement score. Ironically, Shore himself had had a high-profile score rejected when his music for Peter Jackson's King Kong remake was replaced by music of James Newton Howard. Corigliano's original thoughts for Edge of Darkness had been issued on an album titled Music from the Edge. Here's just a sample of that score. A selection from the rejected score to the 2010 film Edge of Darkness. The music was by John Corleano, issued here on an album called Music from the Edge, on a Perseverance Records compact disc. The soprano was Hilla Plitman. As I mentioned, the score was replaced with music by Howard Shore. As you're aware by now, this kind of thing happens all the time in the film business, even to an Academy Award and even Pulitzer Prize-winning composer like John Corleano. It happened to Sir William Walton on the 1969 film The Battle of Britain. Walton's characteristically fine score was rejected in favor of new music by Ron Goodwin. In the event, perhaps equally fine. It is rumored that the reason may have been that Walton's score was simply too short. Too short, in fact, to pad out a soundtrack album, always a consideration. One of the stars of the film, Sir Laurence Olivier, had worked with Walton over the course of his three classic Shakespeare adaptations, Henry V, Hamlet, and Richard III. Olivier threatened to have his name removed from the advertising if Walton's music was not retained. A compromise was reached, and Walton's music for a sequence known as Battle in the Air can be heard in the film. The rest of the score, in the final edit, was written by Goodwin. Here are selections from the rejected score to The Battle of Britain by Sir William Walton. We'll be right back. Music from the 1969 film The Battle of Britain by Sir William Walton. Allusions to Wagner underscoring the exploits of the German Luftwaffe, ultimately defeated in the pivotal battle by the Royal Air Force. With the exception of the sequence Battle in the Air, Walton's score was replaced with music by Ron Goodwin. So there we have it. Even composers who were Knights of the Realm have had their scores rejected. A badge of honor for the professional film composer. It happens all the time. I hope you've enjoyed this program, consisting of four such scores. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.